here with Kristen Wyatt, a reporter for the Associated Press, and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. Joe, I was hoping you could just start off by talking about what this rewrite would do, the goal, and how it would impact schools across Colorado.
What they're trying to do is rewrite the School Finance Act. It's a bill that passes every year. This is how schools get their funding from the state. It sets a base for each student in the state, and then it adds on things like kids with disabilities, kids in high poverty areas, and all kinds of different factors in the formula that determine what schools get. What Senator Mike Johnston is trying to do is redo that formula and add in about $1 billion that would come through a separate tax increase that voters would have to approve this fall. And he says everybody is going to win in this. But some school districts are winning more than others.
And Kristen, I know you've covered this. One of the biggest things in the budget is education. Anything like this is going to be politically difficult.
I think it's difficult because Colorado has a very screwy system that gives local governments a disincentive to raise taxes to pay for their own schools, because whatever they don't raise, the state picks up. So what Johnston is trying to do is set up a long series of incentives for local governments to raise their own taxes to carry more of the load. However, as you can imagine, local governments all have their different ideas about how they want to raise their own local taxes and if they want to raise their local taxes or who should pay for schools. They've been doing pretty well keeping taxes low because the state has borne the burden. So the state's trying to set up some incentives for them to want to change, but it's unclear yet how local governments will accept that or whether they'll push back and don't want to see any change.
And Joe, what are you seeing with the politics of this? As we all know, it's been a very divisive session with weighty issues from death penalty to in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, civil unions. This is something that is huge, but I think for a lot of lawmakers, they've been dealing with other issues.
Yeah, the politics on this are going to be extremely tricky. Johnston is really going to have to thread a needle with the coalition that he builds here. For the past several years, education reform was the one bright shining jewel of bipartisanship that came out of this legislature, and most notably the teacher tenure bill that kind of conditions job protections for teachers based in part on how well their kids do on standardized tests. That was really controversial inside the Democratic Party, but a coalition of some Democrats and all the Republicans got it passed. The politics this year are Johnston's going to have to do this without the Republicans because of that $1 billion tax increase. So far, what I'm seeing is Republicans don't want to be within a mile of this thing. So Johnston is going to have to rebuild a kind of fractured coalition on education reform inside the Democratic Party and get this through basically only on Democratic votes or with just a few Republican votes.
And Kristen, what do you think the chances are?
I think it faces an uphill battle. I don't think it's impossible. The Democrats have a majority and can get things done if they get everybody on board. But as Joe pointed out, it does require all of them together. I think what you heard in the Senate Education Committee as they were first going over it, lots of questions from not just Republicans but also Democrats of where's the money half of this? How much money are we talking about? One example, the senator and his staff passed out to everybody, here's how your local school district would fare. But what was not in the handout, oh, here's how great your local schools will do, is where is this money coming from? How does this look? And it's hard for people to separate. Senator Hill, a Republican from Colorado Springs, said, I'm an economist. I can't. You have to give me a number that I'm working with before you tell me what I'm getting. I feel like I'm shopping in a mall, but I don't know what the price tags on anything are, so I don't know how to make the right decision. I think there's going to have to be some better sense of what kind of price tag they're talking about before they get it.
This will certainly be a debate that we're going to be following the rest of the session, it sounds like. So thanks so much. That was Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland, and this was Capital Conversation.